On ambiguity, entropy, and the intelligence of not knowing. I was trained, like many engineers, to eliminate ambiguity. Ambiguity meant risk. Risk meant failure. Failure meant something had gone wrong in the design. So we learned to close loops, resolve unknowns, constrain systems until behavior became predictable. That skill builds bridges, circuits, and machines. It does not, on its own, build a life. At some point, often quietly, often in parallel with external success, many technically trained people begin to notice something uncomfortable. The systems that matter most cannot be solved the same way. Relationships don't converge cleanly. Meaning doesn't reduce. Consciousness refuses to sit still long enough to be optimized. And ambiguity, once the enemy, keeps showing up. Entropy is not the villain. In physics, entropy is often described as disorder. That framing is misleading. Entropy is dispersion. It is the natural tendency of systems to spread energy, explore configurations, and widen the field of possibility. What breaks systems is not entropy itself, but rigidity in the presence of entropy. A brittle structure fails when conditions change. A rigid mind does the same. This is not philosophy, it is mechanics. The reflex to brace. When chaos increases, socially, technologically, emotionally, the instinct is to find certainty, to lock onto a model, a belief, a conclusion. Certainty feels stabilizing. It feels like standing on solid ground while everything else moves. But certainty in a turbulent system is a form of bracing, and bracing increases stress. In engineering terms, it concentrates force instead of distributing it. Ambiguity as a system state. Here's the reframing that matters. Ambiguity is not a lack of information. It is the presence of too many viable futures to collapse prematurely. In complex systems, early collapse is dangerous. It prevents exploration. It eliminates adaptive pathways. Living systems delay commitment as long as possible. This is not mystical. It is observable. Quantum mechanics got this first. Quantum mechanics is often taught as a strange set of rules for very small things. That's not what it is. Quantum mechanics describes how weakly bound, highly coherent systems behave. Such systems do not immediately choose a single outcome. They remain in superposition. They explore possibility space. Classical behavior emerges when systems decohere, when interactions force a collapse. In other words, certainty is an emergent condition, not a fundamental one. Life appears to have learned this lesson. Biology does not rush to certainty. DNA replication happens with astonishing speed and accuracy, too fast, in fact, to be explained by random thermal motion alone. Error correction occurs during the process, not just after it. The system behaves as if it has access to boundary conditions beyond the immediate present. This does not require mysticism. It requires acknowledging that information guides matter, not just the other way around. Biology stays partially coherent longer than we once believed. And coherence tolerates ambiguity. But why ambiguity feels unsafe? Ambiguity feels dangerous because it removes control. But control is not the same as stability. In fluid systems, stability comes from participation, not dominance, which brings us to water. A water molecule has two small hydrogen hands, tiny hands reaching out. It does not know the river's destination. It does not resist gravity. It does not brace against terrain. It flows. When pressure increases, it redistributes. When obstacles appear, it reorganizes. When conditions change, it adapts without panic. Water solves problems by staying relational. And so do you. Learning to sit in ambiguity is not passivity. It is active engagement without premature closure. It is like watching a movie you are inside of, one where the ending is not fixed, and your presence shapes the outcome. You don't need certainty to participate. You need coherence. When entropy increases, the temptation is to harden, but hardening is what breaks systems. Coherence disperses force. Rigidity concentrates it. Ambiguity is not a failure state. It is the condition that allows coherence to emerge. What changes when you stop bracing? When you stop bracing against not knowing, curiosity returns. Intelligence becomes distributed. Meaning stops collapsing too early. You begin to trust the system you're already a part of. This is not about abandoning rigor. It is about recognizing where rigor turns into armor. The world is not asking you to give up your engineering mind. It is asking you to apply it to living systems. Living systems do not survive by certainty alone. They survive by staying open long enough to find coherence. Ambiguity is not the opposite of intelligence. It is the environment where a deeper intelligence operates.